You're listening to SBS News.
Some of the worst news of the COVID-19 pandemic has come from Spain. Only the United States and Italy have experienced more coronavirus deaths than the Spanish. But now there's cautious optimism, with the country's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, presenting further details of the planned de-escalation of his country's strict lockdown. Mr. Sanchez says it will be done in four phases and with caution, so as not to risk a resurgence of the virus. He says the first phase will start next week.
Es importante advertir algo que hemos aprendido a lo largo de estos meses largo de batalla contra el virus.
It is important to note that something that we have learned throughout these long months of battle against the virus, and it is that each of the three phases of de-escalation described will have a minimum duration of 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Why? Because it is the average period of incubation of the virus. What does this mean? It means that at best that each stage of de-escalation, the transition to the new normality, will have a minimum duration in each territory of approximately 6 weeks. Approximately 1 month and a half. So the tentative duration, in the event that everything goes well, and this is why I want to say with the utmost caution, is that we want the de-escalation period to be 8 weeks for the entire Spanish territory.
Spain is not alone, with Greece and France also easing some coronavirus restrictions. But not every country feels it is in a position to do so. Russian President Vladimir Putin has extended Russia's lockdown until the 11th of May, whilst British authorities say they won't ease their lockdown until a very specific set of five circumstances all happen. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says foremost amongst these are the state of the National Health Service and the availability of coronavirus testing and of personal protective equipment.
We will not be changing the social distancing rules until our five tests have been met. The NHS protected, infection rates falling, the number of deaths falling substantially, the operational challenges around testing and PPE addressed, and no risk of a second spike.
Whilst the news is getting better in many countries, the immense grief that comes with COVID-19 deaths continues to wash over communities around the world. Across Britain, 1 minute of silence has been held to commemorate the nearly 100 healthcare workers who have died fighting the virus. In Brazil, where President Jair Bolsonaro has been accused of not taking the threat seriously enough, the country's Federal Nursing Council is reporting 4,000 nurses have been removed from their jobs, suspected of having contracted the virus. 29 have died. Amongst them is 56-year-old nurse's assistant, Ana Maria de Santos. She's been buried in Rio de Janeiro, her pallbearers having to wear protective equipment as they carried her coffin. Her daughter, Tana de Santos, says Brazil was not ready for the onslaught of the coronavirus. She says her mother did an outstanding job in the most difficult of circumstances.
My mother was a warrior and a professional. She gave everything for her job until the very end. She wore nursing on her shirt sleeve until the very end. And she fought, because even to die, she fought against death until the end.
Brazil is emerging as a new hotspot for the virus. The latest official figures have more than 66,000 infections and more than 4,500 deaths from COVID-19 in the country. It's cautioned that the real figures could be higher, though, with lack of testing a handicap. Further north, United States President Donald Trump says lack of testing is not a problem in his country. He claims the US has done more tests than anywhere in the world.
Well, it will go down to zero ultimately. And you have to understand, when it comes to cases, we do much more testing than anybody else. So we could go to some of these other countries, you know, as an example, China. If you test, you're going to show many more cases. So we're testing, we're doing more testing than any other country in the world by far, which we just discussed over in the Oval Office. So we're going to show more cases because we're doing much, much more testing, double anybody else. Somebody said if you add everybody else combined, that would be a number. And it will be at the appropriate time. It will be down to zero, like we said.
The United States has now had more than 58,000 deaths from COVID-19. That's more deaths than the country sustained in the Vietnam War. But whilst death counts make for grim reading, plans continue for what life might be like on the other side of this pandemic. Around the world, lockdowns have meant a decreased level of pollution. Environmental activists are looking to seize on this to encourage both ordinary people and governments to adopt what they see as more environmentally friendly policies going forward. The European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, says people should change their lives in a number of ways.
As we now plan to slowly go back to work and to invest billions of euros to restart our economy, we should avoid falling back in old polluting habits. Instead, we should bounce back better from this pandemic. We can make our society and our planet healthier by investing in renewable energy, by driving clean cars, by renovating our houses and making them energy efficient, by buying sustainable food, reusing materials rather than throwing them away, or producing low-carbon steel.
There have been more than 3 million coronavirus infections worldwide. More than 215,000 people have died. But more than 900,000 people have had the virus and recovered. And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.